Welcome to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you, personally and professionally. Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm an entrepreneur, patient advocate, content creator, and author. You may know me from the Everything is Messy book, brand, and podcast. But what you may not know is how hard I had to work to get me to where I am today. Mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And in this season, I'm more driven and extremely passionate about my purpose to help you save the time, money, and energy it takes to be happier and get healthier with your mind, body, business, and life. Tune in every week to hear raw, unfiltered conversations from myself and my incredible guests as we discuss trending topics, share stories of resilience, and chat about all things health, wealth, healing, and wellness. Whether you're here to listen, learn, or laugh, I promise to bring awareness and add more value to your day. Take this time to relax and recharge. Listen, life is short. Invest in yourself. Be loud. Be different. Be you. And most importantly, enjoy the ride. Buckle up, because today's podcast experience starts now. One more thing. Sharing is caring. I would love your thoughts on today's episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe. I would truly appreciate it. Want to continue the conversation? Let's connect online. You can find me at KellyanneGorman.com and all my social links are in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show. Hello, hello. I'm back. Welcome to the Kellyanne Cares podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. You are listening to episode 330 and I'm back from my little summer vacation. It was not a vacation. I have done so much work on my mind, my body, my business, my life, my energy, and I'm here to share it all. First of all, thank you for listening to all my previous episodes, because I'm looking at the numbers every day over the summer and I'm like, oh my God, it's okay to take a break. I mean, I've done a million posts about this online and I've done like so many shows, but you have to take a break at some point. And my previous brand and show, The Happy Workaholic, like I just love to work, but sometimes you just need a break. And I finally decided that I needed to take one. So that's where I was and what happened. And I have a lot more stories I want to share with you, but today's episode, because we're just getting reacquainted and I'm just like starting fresh. I'm actually still in Las Vegas and it's like a legit fall day, but I think it's only 90. So I'm in a hoodie and it's kind of crazy. But anyway, so over the summer, I have been working on a lot of projects. I've been working a lot on myself, more importantly, and I want to share all of this. I have a ton of content over my TikTok so you can like see the visuals, but you're here. So I want to share it with you right now. So first of all, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this episode. I have tried so hard to record so many other shows and I'm like, this just sounds awful. And why am I trying to push it? Another thing is my voice is still a little bit shut. I'm actually finally in voice therapy. If you remember in the spring, I was recording my audiobook. I was batch recording shows. Well, it all caught up. So my doctors in UCSD, they are specialists. So I have voice therapy. So I do all these things to help with my voice. And to be honest with you, I haven't done them in the past week. And so I rescheduled my appointment today in San Diego. And I just really need to focus back on that. And I also did this like whole mental and physical detox that I like created all by myself because I just needed to like focus on myself for a solid week. And I also haven't kept up with that. So I want to share it with you because I think that maybe if I get a couple other people involved, like we can start like this whole accountability tribe, I don't know, or just do it on your own and see what part that I share, you know, resonates with you. But I wanted to do like a whole detox for an entire week. So I took all the social media apps off my phone. And can I just tell you how liberating that is? Like every app off my phone. It was like day 5 or 6. I checked something at night, like really, really quick. Because I was waiting for something to come in. Or I had to share. I was on somebody else's show, but I just like pushed it. And then I did it after the 7 days. But I went almost a solid 7 days and the apps were off my phone for, I think, 9 days. But I did log on quickly on my laptop for a few. But that is so liberating. And I had a conversation with my friends who also are online entrepreneurs. And they're like, oh my God, it is the best feeling. And if you don't understand that feeling, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like when you take a piece of your life away and you can breathe and, like, not have to worry about it, I mean, it's just the best feeling ever. So I did that. But I wanted to do things in different little departments of my life. So upgrade my mind, get my body right, get my diet right, exercise more, but not just to lose weight. It's to feel good in my body, like with stretching. Like, I'm so sore lately from doing my walks and I'm like, I'm not stretching. Why aren't I stretching? So I'm going to share with you the books I read, the things I did. And if you're interested, let me know. Like, if we're not connected online, give me a follow on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, wherever you're connected with me or want to be connected with me. And let me know, like, do you want to do this with me starting? Say, let's do it again next Monday. I don't know the date. What is the date? Today's the 14th. So that's the 7th, 20th. I don't know, the 18th. I don't know. I'll put it in the show notes. So let's, like, do a little Facebook group or something. I don't know. Or I'll just do it by myself and keep you posted. Just let me know either way. So diving right into my mind, I reread my own book, Everything is Messy. I read Business is Personal by Bethany Frankel. I read Purpose Doesn't Care What's in Your Bank Account, Protecting Your Mental Health and Business Through Faith. I read that by my good friend Sabrina Charles, and some podcasts I listen to. The Daily Stoic with Ryan Holiday, I have that book as well. Happy Days, I'm still trying to finish, by Gabby Bernstein, and it's titled Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. I need that in my life immediately, so I need to finish that book. But something else I really was interested in is human design. And so I listened to the Skinny Confidential podcast, episode number 491. And it was all about my human design with Jenna Zoe. And her website gives you all the information. And you have to be really specific as to where you're born, what time, and all of that good stuff. So check that out if you're interested. But I have a lot of friends that are very well-versed in astrology and human design. And I wanted to take time and learn, like relearn things. And speaking of learning, I have the best news for you on next week's show. I cannot wait to share. You're going to die, especially if you're into personal growth, personal development, all things business. It's the best thing ever. Let me just say that. So moving into my body, this is kind of like body and mind as well, but my sound baths and my meditations, my social detox, like all of that was so necessary. So I do an 8-hour sound bath almost every single night during the week. During the day, or in the morning rather, I should say, I do one in the morning, but I listen to only a couple people, like in regards to like podcasts or meditations. Like, I just like certain voices and then you get used to them. So MK Mindset is a really good one on YouTube that I like a lot. And Eddie Pinero, who hosts Your World Within, is spot on. Have you ever searched for content that like you just really need in your life and then you find it and they're like, are you seriously talking to me? I mean, I hope I can do that for you. I hope I do that for you. But it's nice to be on the receiving end sometimes. So I would constantly listen to Your World Within. I'm like, is he like literally speaking to me? He has to come on the show. And if you're listening, you need to come on. But I am obsessed with his content and his production quality. He's on YouTube as well. I usually just listen to the audio on Spotify. It's so good. And I just need, I needed to listen to that every day. So I would go for my walks an hour a day. Like, let's just move into exercise while we're here. So I did an hour walk. I did all the stretches. I have 5 10-minute stretches that I found on YouTube I really like, because I don't have patience when it comes to that. So 5 10 minutes, that's good for me. I do 15-30-minute stretches when I'm doing my sound bath in the morning, legs on the wall. It is so good if you're somebody that likes sodium and needs to deflate their body and inflammation and depuffing, and there's so many other benefits. So let me know if you want me to do like a whole nother show on that, because I'm kind of obsessed. You know how I am with like my ice roller for my face? The legs on the wall are for the lower half of the body. It's so, so good. Before my workout and after my workout and at night is when I started incorporating these stretches, and I felt so good. And my routine's a little bit flipped backwards this week. So I'm getting into a new routine this week. So I need to incorporate that next week, which is why I'm like, oh my God, I really should share this like little detox I did and like new routine. So if anybody else wants to hop on board, like
come with me. Let's do it together. My issues are my knees and my lower back. My knees, I feel so old. I don't understand what is going on with my knees, but I feel like they're broken sometimes. And I'm like, what the heck? I'm like eating healthy. I do my juicing. I have my cabbage soup. By the way, I have like all new meals too. I'm writing a new cookbook. Yes. All about gut health and inflammation. So secrets out. Yeah, so I am eating healthy and eating like anti-inflammatory foods, cinnamon, turmeric. I'm talking a mile a minute. I know I had so much coffee, but honestly, I'm so excited to be back to share this with you guys. So my knees and my back. So my knees, I don't know what the issue is. So that's why I really was like, okay, I really need to start stretching because I'm in shape. I'm walking, I'm eating healthy. Like, but then I feel like my knees are broken. Like it's the most annoying thing ever. So that's why I really started searching for like short stretches. And like I said, the ones I found are on YouTube and I just like, I don't know. I like them. When it comes to the diet part of my little detox, I was doing no sugar, no alcohol. I know no wine for me for a whole week, no soda, no processed foods. That includes my no Fountain Diet Coke. As soon as I was off this, I ran and got a Fountain Diet Coke and alcohol. Like that's so bad, but I just needed it. I also have awful allergies lately, I think. But yeah, so I'm doing, well, I did do no sugar, no alcohol, no soda, no processed foods, no social media. And I spent so much time with myself alone in the morning, just reading, doing my sound baths, putting my legs on the wall, going for my walks, doing my stretches. It's almost like I was on vacation from work because I took so much more time to myself, which felt so good. Can I just say, like, I actually crave that. Like, I missed that morning routine again, and I was doing so good, and it was just like a crazy week last week. So I kind of fell off the wagon, but I'm ready to get back on. So seriously, let me know if you want to do something like this with me again, or just like know exactly how I did more of these things, because it's nice to detox. I've always done some kind of a detox or a cleanse a couple times a year, and it's really, really needed, especially for your body to like clean you out, not going into too much of details, but it's just good for you. So as for the diet goes, like I was doing celery juice on an empty stomach. I'm talking before I even had my iced coffee. Now this is when you know I'm serious. The last time I did this was when I found out I was misdiagnosed and I came off all these heavy meds and chemo. That's when I found Medical Medium and I did the celery juice. I'm like, I'm going to try that again. And I felt really, really good. What else did I do? I did my green juice with chia seeds and spirulina. I had really good, solid whole foods that just like made me feel good. So when I tell you that I had sweet potato and celery juice, like that might not work for you. So do what works for you. You know what I mean? Like find something that's good. My best friend is pregnant. Every day she craves something new. So I'm trying to make something that's a healthier version. So we were having pasta salads. So I would have mine over arugula. I made my cabbage soups that I make all the time. But this time I added garbanzo beans and pureed it. So it was like a bisque so that we had the protein, but all the herbs and veggies and nutrients were in there, right? So I had extra electrolytes, extra chlorophyll. I had my kava. I did as much water as I could possibly drink with fresh lemon. I actually had rose tea, which I didn't think I was going to like. And my old roommate had that. And I was like, oh, I just can't do like lavender or rose or anything that like, I don't know, I would put in my oil diffuser. I can't like consume, but it was delicious. So to calm me down at night, I had my rose tea, my kava, my ashwagandha. I did go to a kava bar a couple times here in Vegas. It's called Ninth Island Kava. It's so good. You have to go. They even have a happy hour where they're like $4 and a little coconut shell. And I went and got my candies and jello shots. The price you cannot beat, it's $2. And the kava inside the jello shots is actually, in my opinion, like double the strength, if not more, than a kava drink. Just saying. If you're in Vegas, you need to go. Kava and ashwagandha, those are from Sprouts, my tinctures that I use. That's what I was putting in the rose tea. And I don't know the brand because it was my friend's, but I need to get some more. So that was my day. I would spend hours in the morning with myself, like reading, relaxing, doing all the holistic healing, all the things, right? Listen to some things when I was on my walk. I tried to search for things I was like really craving, like The Human Design, Bethany Frankel's book I really wanted to read. I really wanted to learn more about healing from trauma. So I spent hours that I'd be online instead of doing that, investing in my own personal growth, which again, next week, I have a huge announcement. And I've changed some things up on my website, by the way. If you visit KellyanneGorman.com, you can see them. But more is to come. I'm not quite done with a couple things that I wanted to finish, but I'm working on it. I'm working on myself. I'm working on a lot of things. I'm working on many new things for this show. So if you have a brand, a product, a story, a service, anything you want to share on the show, we're almost in 100 countries. Go to KellyanneGorman.com and shoot me a message on my website. Let me know. You can always slide into my DMs anywhere too. But I have also been producing so much more content on TikTok and YouTube. The app I use is repurpose.io. It gives me insane growth. And there are so many more brands I'm working with this season. So I have discounts for everything. Again, if you go to KellyanneGorman.com, every single thing you need to know about the show, my business, my brand, discounts, like anything and everything is on KellyanneGorman.com. So check that out. But I think that's all I want to share today because I have a little plan gearing up for next week's episode. And I still owe you an episode on how to monetize your podcast because I've been talking a lot about that more on my TikTok. But I promised before I took my hiatus that I was going to do a show on that. So maybe I'll do like a little mini episode. How about that? Maybe like, I don't even know. Maybe Sunday. How about I do it on Sunday? Because then I could do a follow up like, hey, do you want to join my little detox situation? We start tomorrow. How about that? So I'm going to do a little mini episode this Sunday on how to monetize a podcast. If you want any more information on that, stay tuned. That will be episode 331. And then episode 332, I have some incredible news for you. So mind, body, business, life, energy, it's all changing in my little bubble. So if you're interested in changing yours, let me know. Like, let's do this little mental physical detox together. If you need your social media apps on your phone, leave them. I actually have them in its own folder now. By the way, did you do the iOS 16 update? I just did it last night. It took like 30, 40 minutes, but you can actually unsend texts. And then last night I saw that I could actually do like TikTok moving videos as my screensaver. I don't know if you're into that stuff, but if you have an iPhone, you know you're not using it for its full capability. It's literally like a laptop desktop situation. Like, I follow all these people on TikTok that share like all these things that you're like, how did I not know that, that your iPhone does or whatever phone you have. And they're little like Apple geniuses or tech geniuses. And I just like love following that kind of content. I don't know if you're into that, but I am. And I'm like, there's so much that my iPhone has to offer that I do not use. And I have a brand new phone, the 13, the green one. And so I'm interested in like learning more about that. So this season of my life, I'm going to learn stuff and I'm going to share it with you. So if there's anything specific you would like to learn about or know about, let me know. Go to KellyanneGorman.com, send me a message or follow me online. Let me know, slide into my DMs. But I'm all about the mind, the body, the business, the life, the energy. I know I keep saying that, but I have to spend more time with myself these days to just overall feel good. And I'll explain more on that later. But that is all I have for you today. So I'm just so excited to be back. I have a lot more to share. Again, Sunday, I'll do a little mini episode on how to monetize your podcast, how to launch one, keep you in the loop on that. Maybe I'll throw in some LinkedIn tips and tricks, just getting back to business. And then the next episode is going to be a good one. It's going to kind of be like a continuation of what I was up to this summer and share a lot more exciting announcements. So if you enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Head to Apple Podcasts, leave me a review. I would truly appreciate it. We are in almost 100 countries. We are so close, so close. Again, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening, sharing, reviewing. You know, if this episode was interesting to you and you think maybe somebody else would like to listen to it, share it with them. Tag me online. I'll repost everything you tag me in. I love doing stuff like that. If you want to come on the show, share a story, something that you're promoting, let me know. Lastly, I am still going through the 250 plus applicants to come on the show. So you will be hearing from them very, very soon. So stay tuned for that. But that's all I have. I'm about to go to the park with my friend's 3-year-old, just keeping it real with you. I am producing some commercials that you will hear shortly. And what else? I need to make something delicious for dinner. What should I make? I'll let you know. Follow me online and you'll see. So that's all I have for you today. Expect some new and exciting announcements. I'm going to throw some in Sunday, next Wednesday. If you're into this mental, physical detox, this just overall self-care you can incorporate into your everyday life, let me know. I would love to have some new friends come along for the ride and, like, let's just keep each other accountable. All right. Enjoy your day. Talk to you soon. This was so fun. Goodbye. Thanks so much for tuning in to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you. And I hope that happened for you today. As I mentioned in the intro, I would love your feedback on today's episode. Head to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app to leave a review for the show. I would truly appreciate it. For more information on myself, the show, my book, and the programs, products, and services I've created, visit KellyanneGorman.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, join the podcast community, and check out the brands I'm currently loving. Let's continue today's conversation. You can connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Kellyanne Gorman Official. All my other social handles will be available for you in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share on the show, send me a message on KellyanneGorman.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. I wouldn't be here without you, and I'm so grateful I get to do what I love each and every day. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon.